The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene. How are you?
Good afternoon, Saifim. And like most people, I think I will have a little bit of TV watching schizophrenia tonight. Will all eyes be on Eurovision? Will Israel take the Eurovision crown this year with the Netta's toy? Or will she be trumped by Trump's big Iranian announcement?
I don't know, but isn't it
one that we're waiting for?
Rolene, isn't Eurovision on Saturday night, though?
No, apparently we're gearing up to Eurovision tonight. It's causing great consternation, great anxiety amongst everybody, because what to watch, that is the question.
All right, let's talk about Iran.
Well, let's get right to Iran, and all bets are on what Trump is going to do. According to Israeli intelligence and according to reports from the New York Times, Trump has reportedly, and this is reportedly, told French President Macron that he will pull out of the Iranian deal. However, this is Donald Trump. He is a disruptor. He is somebody who is unpredictable. And according to the Times of Israel, he could reimpose more sanctions and tougher restrictions on Iran with his announcement later tonight. What we do know is that the war of words between Iran and Israel are certainly heating up. We've heard from Education Minister Naftali Bennett warning that Syria will be Iran's Vietnam. We know that as of about 35 minutes ago, the IDF Ramat Kal, the chief of staff, Gadi Ashkenazi, he cancelled, Gadi Eisenkot cancelled talks, cancelled a speech that he was supposed to give at the Herzliya Counterterror School on Iran. He cancelled that because of rising tensions on the northern border. And we heard yesterday from Yuval Steinitz.
All right. So let's see what happens. Just your opinion. Do you think he's going to jump ship, or do you think he's going to stick around and renegotiate?
Well, he said that everybody's expecting him to do one thing. But Trump is a major disruptor. He's also a businessman. And, you know, he has managed to accomplish some of the most extraordinary things in the last couple of weeks by bringing South Korea and North Korea to talks. I don't think we ever thought we'd see a day where we would see the leaders of North and South Korea holding hands and showing brotherly love. While I don't think that he's going to broker great brotherly love between Tehran and Jerusalem, my feeling is that he'll go the option of not pulling out of the deal, because to pull out of the deal does give Iran the impetus to enrich uranium, to go for the nuclear weapons. It basically gives Iran the green light to go. I think that he will probably relook at the deal and impose tougher sanctions, and maybe even move towards saying that America needs to be more involved in monitoring Iran. That's a possibility. That is just my opinion. Of course, we'll only know at 9 o'clock tonight what President Trump is going to do. He has said he's going to do the unexpected. So let's wait and see. But what it certainly means is a lot of anxiety for our region. Yesterday, more anxiety with Hezbollah and their allies gaining more ground in the Lebanese elections. Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran. This does not bode well for our northern border, where we're already seeing a rising tension with Iran's actions in Syria, Iran threatening to launch a barrage of missiles towards Israel in retaliation for the bombing of the A7 base, as well as the big announcement last week. So things very, very unstable. And of course, over the last year, which we've spoken about a lot on Chai FM, is the forming of alliances in the Middle East. The now Saudi-Israel axis on one side, the Iranian-Syrian axis on the other. And where the Americans will be as a major power, we'll know at 9 o'clock tonight.
All right. Well, it's actually 8 o'clock in South Africa. Rolene, just in from one of our listeners, Clive. He says, news just in, as often our listeners tell us, he says, Trump told Macron that he is withdrawing.
Well, that's what I said at the beginning of the broadcast, is that he has reportedly told Macron that he is withdrawing. But that's according to the New York Times. Mm. So I think until we hear it from Trump, we don't know for sure. Look, Israeli intelligence have also said that they believe that he might announce that he'll be pulling out. But as I say, he is extremely unpredictable. You know, this is one of the things we watch quite closely with President Trump. We don't always know how he's going to react, what kind of direction he's going to take. We've heard from Netanyahu over the course of the last year that he's not against having a deal with Iran. He's against the current deal as it stands. You know, we've also got to look at what the scrapping of the deal in its entirety means for Israel. And you know, with Iran threatening Israel on a regular basis with annihilation, we cannot afford to create a vacuum where the Iranian state enriches its uranium and has access to that nuclear bomb.
Very interesting. Let's talk about Paraguay embassy move, because has the move already happened for Guatemala?
The move is in the process of happening for Guatemala. I have it on good authority, Kat, that it's Guatemala. They have planted their flag in Jerusalem. They have beaten the Americans to moving to Jerusalem, and they are in the process of moving their embassy. And great news coming last night, in fact, as I came off air, that Paraguay will be moving its embassy by the end of the month. And not only that, but the president of Paraguay will be visiting Israel. So slowly but surely, we are seeing more and more countries starting to move their embassies. Last week, we had Tanzania open their very, very first embassy in Israel. It wasn't stated exactly where they're opening that embassy, but great news coming as we see Latin America opening up, Africa opening up to relations. I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, because just been very quiet. Okay, so when is this Paraguay embassy move taking place? When do they think it's going to be done?
They've said by the end of the month the move will take place.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Also confirmed is that we won't have President Trump at the opening of the American embassy in Jerusalem, but the signs are already up this way to the American embassy. Nir Barkat announcing earlier today that the area of the embassy will be called United States Square in commemoration of this historical moment. And we are expected to see Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner, or the Kushners, representing the Trump administration at the opening of the embassy. Along with this, it must be noted that security has been increased, and the guest list is very, very restricted, and a lot of foreign diplomats are actually not invited to the opening of the American embassy.
Very interesting. Okay. Do we know exactly where it is in Jerusalem?
We don't know exactly where they plan to have their final embassy, but we do know that the stage at the moment will mean that the offices of the consular will serve as the seat of the ambassador and some key staff, but that a proper embassy will be built within the next couple of years. We know that the American administration or representatives have scouted possible locations. It will probably be more in West Jerusalem, but it's all happening.
Fantastic. Rolene, that's where we leave it today. I just wanted to let you know that this tonight is the semi-final, the first of the semi-finals of Eurovision. The 10th of May is the second one, the second semi-finals, but the actual final is on Saturday night, that's the 12th.
But voting does open, so please get off your botties and go and vote for Netta and Toy.
And she's a favorite, huh? It's even on Deutsche Welle. Their music editors also weighing in, saying she's an absolute favorite. So let's see what happens. Rolene, wish you a wonderful evening, and thank you so much. It's been lovely speaking to you. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. That's Rolene Marks, live from Israel.